Author Rainbow Rowell writes conventional fiction unconventionally. Her stories are romances, romances minus the meet cute or ripped bodices, and with characters who seem real. Rowell got a lot of attention last year for her young adult bestseller, Eleanor and Park. It's about a half Korean, half white boy who falls in love with an overweight white girl. Rowell's newest novel is for adults. She talked to NPR's Netta Ulaby about the book called Landline.
Rainbow Rowell really misses that not-so-long-ago era when people communicated with the help of copper wires running through their houses called landlines.
I mean, our cell phones can do everything, but they're very bad at letting us talk to each other.
One of the characters in Landline is actually a phone. It's yellow, plugs into a wall. Old-fashioned handsets and the lines they were connected to were for Rowell in the 1990s, a critical, even visceral, tool for romance.
Having that cord in your mouth, that twisty cord, and the way you'd bite on it, or the feeling of the little holes in the receiver up against your mouth, or how immediate the other person's voice was. It's very difficult, I think, especially on two cell phones, to have a romantic conversation.
It's difficult, period, for Landline's main character to have a romantic conversation. She's Georgie, a busy mom who works in television. Her husband Neil is a stay-at-home dad. They separate, ostensibly for a family vacation, but maybe for real. Then she finds a magic phone that lets her call her husband in the past, in the early days of their courtship.
It was like getting him back. Her Neil. Her old Neil. He was right there, and she could ask him anything she wanted. "Tell me more about the mountains," Georgie said, because she wasn't really sure what to ask. Because "tell me where I went wrong" might break the spell. And because what she wanted, more than anything else, was just to keep listening.
The device of the landline is so clever. It's so, so clever.
The landline is a metaphor for connection, says book critic Amal El-Motar, and for nostalgia. And because it's a Rainbow Rowell romance, she says, Landline upends genre expectations.
This is definitely a romance story that doesn't get told very often, the story of staying in love as opposed to falling in love.
Landline tracks the tension in romance, the work of it, and how it evolves from the beginning.
I was really concerned about showing how people fall in love.
Rowell says when you see her main characters falling in love, it's not like in those romantic comedies when the protagonists start off hating each other.
And then they experience a really good Motown song, and then they come out of it in love.
Oh, right, yeah. A snap to find the one single person in the world who fills your heart with joy.
I get so frustrated by that because I love love stories. They're my favorite thing about every story. Like a fool, I went
and stayed too long. For someone who loves romances so much, Rainbow Rowell is awfully fond of subverting them. For example,
in my mind, every single female character I've written is plus size.
No offense to thin women.
I enjoy stories about thin women. I read them, you know, frequently. I enjoy them. I root for those characters. But I always feel like there are enough of them out there and there are enough of them in the spotlight.
Rowell's plus-sized romantic characters are not pathologized or fetishized. Eleanor in Eleanor and Park is brave and smart. She keeps it together while living in a poor, frighteningly abusive family. She's described as big and awkward, and her boyfriend, Park, is passionately in love with her.
One of the questions I get from people who have just read Eleanor and Park is, how fat is Eleanor? She's not that fat, is she?
As if there's no way such a character could be desirable.
You know, attraction is something that happens between two people, and not between anyone else. Nobody else gets to vote on who you are attracted to. It isn't as if just, you know, only this certain type of person gets to fall in love.
Rowell is not interested in writing about just the one type of beauty that gets so much play everywhere else. She also challenges the idea that when heroines meet their Mr. Rights, everything will be A-OK once they get married.
That's a fallacy because they are going to change and change and change, and you are going to change and change and change. And it's so much more like agreeing to change next to each other than agreeing to love that person as they are on your wedding day.
And there is where Rowell's real sense of subversion kicks in.
I like to write about the hard parts.
The parts that in real romances come with the biggest and the best payoffs. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.